This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
We're now only 4 days out from the most historic election in modern
history. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It's Anthony Acuna from our East Coast studio. Here he is, folks.
Thank you, Alex. Very happy to be here once again for Infowars.com. Anthony Cumia here. Well, like Alex just said, 4 days. Is that where we are? 4 days? What are we going to do after this is over? This has become a part of our lives. It's like you got a pet. If you have a pet for a year and a half, you're pretty attached to that thing. You are pretty attached to the dog or cat or whatever you had for a year and a half. And then it's just going to be gone. And, you know, we'll have to live with the consequences. Like, so let's say it's like a pet that made mess all over your floor. And now the pet's gone, but you're left with the consequences of the pet. Just enough to let you remember what it was all about. But we got 4 days left, and then we'll know who the next president is going to be after the inauguration in January. And they'll talk about it on the press, but it's not going to be anything like we've been through for the past year and a half. Because it won't matter anymore who said this and who said that. And if it's Hillary, we will have the fun of watching her go through her various scandals and FBI investigations. That'll be a little bit of fun. And mark my words on this one, too. I hope the opportunity for me to be right does not happen, because it hinges on a Hillary presidency, which I absolutely don't want to see. I want to see Donald Trump win this thing. But here's what I'm thinking as I drop my pen. Here's what I'm thinking. Let's say Hillary does win the election. I know, I'm sorry. She goes through these FBI investigations. The press is not going to be nice to her. You know how they're all in her corner right now? They're all trying their hardest to get Hillary Clinton elected. That will go away in 4 days. I swear to you, if she gets elected, that will go away. Because one thing the press is more so than liberal bias, which they have, oh my God, shown over the past year and a half, is greedy. Oh, are they greedy? And they have zero loyalty. It's not like they're loyal. They have their reasons for wanting Hillary Clinton to be the president. It's their liberal bias. They have a reason for that. And most of it does hinge on some kind of greed that they have. But if Hillary gets elected, they're not going to cover up any of these stories anymore. You will see. And by the way, now that I think about it, maybe even after Trump gets elected, you're still going to see the media completely spin on Hillary. Because they know it's a juicy story, and they can't leave a juicy story alone, can they? They will jump on her, president or not. That's what I'm saying. There, now it's better because it doesn't hinge on a Hillary presidency. President or not, they will turn on Hillary in a second because it makes for a great headline. And they will start digging and uncovering, and you'll see all the stuff that we should have seen for a year and a half. We'll see it all happen in 4 days. and that's what we're gunning for. Just amazing. The media not stopping their steamroller over Trump and Trump supporters. You see it every day. Every day, turn on that mainstream media. And first of all, you won't see this Donna Brazile. You won't see her. She got fired from CNN because, as you probably heard, she got questions for the town hall and one of the debates against Bernie Sanders that Hillary was having. from Roland Martin over there and decided to give it to Hillary. And it wasn't even like, well, she didn't use it or this.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Take your children and yourself and hide out.
Extended 42 hours, save 30 to 40% on InfoWars Select storable food. After we took down our 30 to 40% off storable food special last night, listeners began calling and asking us to extend the special. We were able to get on the phone with the manufacturer and extend the special for an additional 42 hours only. With Hillary and her globalist allies trying to steal the election, there's never been a more crucial time to start preparing for the future with storable food. All InfoWars Select foods have a shelf life of 25 years and are made with super high quality ingredients in the USA. There's a reason that FEMA reports predict up to 395% increase in food prices that could trigger mass unrest. You don't know what's happening in the world these days. It's nuts. We don't know what's coming, but you could start getting ready for whatever may happen today. Get 30 to 40% off all InfoWars Select storable food at InfoWarsStore.com for the next 42 hours only. caught me picking, did you? I was scratching. How you doing? Anthony Cumia back for Infowars.com. I was talking about Donna Brazile, that whole scandal that we've just barely seen on any mainstream media, giving questions to Hillary Clinton for the debates where Bernie Sanders was just thrown to the wolves, it's nice to see him getting so upset about it and talking about it and not criticizing Hillary, maybe picking another candidate to support. Oh, that's right. He hasn't. Just another shill. Just another Hillary shill promoting her, going around the country. He was directly screwed over by Hillary, the DNC, Donna Brazile, Wassamer, before Brazile. They all just do what they want. They do what they want, like there's no rules or laws that apply to them, and they do it to reach their end, which is Hillary Clinton as president of the United States. Wow, that's a hard one to say. That is a hard one to stomach. Roland Martin gave her the questions. Now, Brazile was fired by CNN. She was a paid contributor. She'd be on there and talk about the election and whatnot, which is sort of odd, I think, in the first place. How is the interim head, and by the way, she's the interim head of the DNC, because remember, the first one was fired for more cheating and scandals. So she's the interim head of the DNC, and she's a paid contributor to one of the news stations. Do they even try anymore to separate so there's no conflicts of interest like that? Do they even try? No, they obviously don't. The head of the DNC, a paid employee of one of the major news outlets, that, sorry, call me crazy, bothers me a little. I see a bit of a conflict of interest there. And Roland Martin is the one that gave her the question, gave it to her. Well, buddy, they're working at the same place. Why hasn't Roland Martin been fired? If CNN fired her because they just are the bastion of, journalism, aren't they? Of ethical journalism, CNN. So why not fire Roland Martin? He was responsible too. He gave her the questions, but no, we can't do that. So they go on and on just lying to us. Has anyone seen Huma? Just such a close friend of Hillary Clinton's. Actually, Hillary once called her a second daughter, right up until all those emails poured out of her and her husband's computers. Then she was called a staffer, I think. Was it a staffer? There's just no pride with these people. So Uma is part of now the newest scandal that's going on that the media is trying so hard to not acknowledge and not address. There was the investigation going on with Anthony Weiner, who is now, let's all give him our thoughts and prayers. He's now in a sex rehab, just trying to get better. Just trying to get better. Here's the deal, I believe, with sex rehabilitation. I don't see it working, especially for someone like Anthony Weiner. This guy knew, he knew that this was destroying his life, everything in it, his career, his marriage, his political aspirations. He knew it. And time again, there he was, getting in trouble again. Because this guy can't stop. He just can't stop. He is a degenerate and cannot stop. Rehab will do nothing. It's just a thing to put on your apology resume and make things try to make things go away. But this isn't going away. So the FBI is investigating him, sending sexually explicit messages to a 15-year-old girl. And lo and behold, there's these emails, because any correspondence between Hillary and Huma, and Huma's collecting correspondence from Hillary, and we don't know what it is yet. But I tell you, when Comey, FBI Director Comey, came out and announced that there was indeed an investigation, that they were going to continue looking into Hillary Clinton's emails, looking for some type of problem there. You knew that it was something big. I don't know. It's obvious Comey wasn't playing partisan politics when he came out and said, well, we recommended that no charges be filed against Hillary Clinton to the Justice Department back in July. You might remember that. And then all of a sudden, he comes out with this. I believe he's covering his own butt here. I honestly believe that there's too much there. And now it's been spread out with Huma and Anthony Weiner. There's no protecting that. Once the cat's out of the bag to that extent, then you have to pursue it. And I think in order to cover his own butt, that's what FBI Director Comey did. Came out and said, yes, there is an issue, and we are looking into it. Again, what it is, we can only imagine at this point. And Hillary and the Democrats are doing their best to try to get this out of the news cycle, trying everything. I saw something the other day on, I believe it was, again, CNN. They brought up something from literally 2 years ago. They were trying to get some kind of traction going. They bring out this completely non-credible lawsuit that's going on or trying to get some traction with Donald Trump. Some 13-year-old girl years ago was alleging that there was some sexual assault that went on between Donald Trump and her. There were no criminal charges ever filed. Still aren't. Can't be. But there's a lawsuit, some kind of a civil case going on. And apparently she had had this civil case years ago, canceled it. And now, lo and behold, again, Donald Trump running for president. Well, let's bring this out. Let's bring this up again after years and years and years. Two witnesses all of a sudden are there. It's so obvious. If something stinks, it's because it's bad. And everything they try to grab against Trump, the media, and the Democrats, everything they try to bring up just reeks. It reeks because there's no evidence to it. And it comes up right before he's running for president. All those years, 40 years in the public eye in New York. Builder, entertainer, nothing. Now he's the worst businessman ever. He screws over every builder he's ever worked with. Sex, he's grabbing women by areas. It's just insane. And anyone who doesn't see this, I think, has problems. They have problems. How could you not? People's eyes are not open. They are so connected with Hillary Clinton emotionally. Emotionally. Saw the woman just the other day on the news crying. The daughter asked her, Mom, why are you crying? She's like, I got to vote for a woman for president. Her only reason for voting for Hillary. She's a woman. They share an anatomy. Could you imagine if that's the qualifier? If you went to the polls and thought, well, he's got two ears, I'll pull the lever for the two-eared guy. And that's what women seem to be doing when they hop on this Hillary bandwagon for no other reason than to say, look at what we did. We elected one of our own. And then they talk about how we shouldn't separate and segregate and do anything. One of our own. It's a woman. It's a woman. Hey, equality. It goes on and on like this. I'm often astounded by it, but never surprised. Never surprised. We'll be right back with more InfoWars. I'm Anthony Cumia. Stick around.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
If you're thinking about purchasing a memory foam or dial-up your number bed, don't buy one just yet. Not until you experience the customized bed everyone is talking about, the Reverie Dream Supreme Sleep System. Reverie Sleep Systems use patented Dream Cell mattress technology with over 200 adjustment points for the most comfortable sleep of your life. Find out why Hollywood celebrities, professional athletes, and doctors are raving about their Reverie beds. It might be Reverie's zero-gravity setting that relieves pressure on your back and legs, or the anti-snore function, or Reverie's 101-night promise. If you haven't had the most amazing sleep of your life, you can send the bed back for a full refund. Right now, Reverie's radical new hybrid mattresses are changing the world of sleep. They combine velvety memory foam with the breathability of natural rubber, so they don't sleep hot. Call 866-882-3300 right now for our free guide to great sleep. That's 866-882-3300. Or visit Reverie.com.
Anthony Cumia for InfoWars.
Wish your butt was still
wonderful
silver.
Alex Jones. Talking about the election, obviously. Huge. This is huge. 4 days left. And you got to start wondering, what might this country look like in a couple of years after the president gets in there and gets up to speed? I talk to a lot of people, and they say, a large majority of people say, the president, they don't do anything. They don't really, they're a figurehead. There's a lot of checks and balances in place. But there is something the president does. It's a mood that the country has. The president can set a mood for the country. We saw this in blazing detail after Jimmy Carter left office and Ronald Reagan came in. We were beaten as a country. Looked like garbage in the world's eyes. Reagan came in, and without any specific plan or legislation or anything, the country felt better about itself. It started working together, being proud to be American again after all those Carter years where it just seemed like nothing worked. There wasn't any pride in this country. And I think a lot of people feel the same way now after 8 years of Obama. That's the type of thing a president can do, set a tone and a mood for the country. What we looked at before, if you recall the 8 years before Obama, do you recall the police being as despised as they are? Do you recall racial tensions being at the level that they're at now? And the world's view of the United States being so low to where Russia is literally laughing at us and flying over our ships with their planes as a goof? That's the type of thing a president can do. I honestly think that we need that boost back again. We need somebody in office that will make us proud to be American again. And a lot of people see that as, oh, gee, look at you, America, America. It's important. The people that don't see that are the people that have no sense of nation. They don't want borders. They want them all open, like Hillary said. Like Hillary said when she's talking to Wall Street. Open borders. That's the problem. We need a president that has a sense of nation. That's a bad word now. You say that you love America. You want America to be respected. You want people to feel like they want to be Americans. And you're the idiot. You're the one that's making the problem. And you're probably a Nazi. They love that word, too. You're probably a Nazi. But that's, we need to appreciate that we're Americans. That seemed to go away with a lot of people, especially on the left. Oh, my God. And immigrants, I don't even know what an immigrant is anymore. You talk to the left, it's anybody that decided to trot on in to the United States of America. Is an immigrant, undocumented immigrant. When people are just allowed to roll over the border into this country, you're not going to see the type of immigrant that wants to become American. You will see whatever country they're from. If they're Mexican, then it's Mexican people living in America as Mexicans. There's no real sense or need to become American. Syrian refugees, Somali refugees, I don't see much assimilation going on there either. A lot of people from these countries collect in one spot and don't assimilate and segregate themselves. They have their own local government, their own businesses, and America is not even in their mindset. They have no want or need to become Americans. This just needs to change. There is a benefit, and it's an asset to us to have the population of this country identify as Americans. And how that became a bad thing over the 8 years that Obama's been in office, that's how a president can have an influence on the mood of a country. And I would like to see that change. We'll be back in moments. Don't go anywhere. Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Yes, and in for Alex for his last hour of the show, me, Anthony Cumia, on Infowars.com. There is a huge, huge collection of disillusioned people, and that's the whole Trump thing. That's what made Trump a viable candidate, why he swept through the primaries, and why I believe he will win the election. I can't say for sure. This is one of those situations where the polls, I don't even understand the polls anymore. And I'm not ashamed to say that. I look at a lot of news every day from a lot of different sources. And I pop those polls up and I look, and then some other polls, and I'll see it on mainstream media, on alternative media. I'll look. Nothing jibes. There doesn't seem to be a trend for anything based on different sources. Now, I'm not one to trust CNN's polling or NBC's polling or anything like that. And theirs doesn't even jive together. And they're both in Hillary's pockets. And then alternative media, you'll see Trump's ahead. And then I'll hear, wow, Trump is really gaining steam in some of the swing states. And then, oh, boy, Hillary's way ahead in the swing state. So we're being bamboozled. It's not hard to see. Again, open your eyes wide enough. Try to shake whatever ideology you've had in your head for so long. And really look. Why do you think there would be so many different results for polls? It's to confuse us. We must be kept confused. We mustn't really know who's ahead or who's behind, who has the best chance of winning, who doesn't. We can't be trusted with that kind of information, people. Oh, my God. Because when the results come out, we aren't allowed to have something that says, hey, but this said that it was supposed to go the other way. So if they throw everything at us, whatever the result is, there'll be some type of proof that that it was on the up and up. I cannot even believe I'm saying stuff like this, because years ago, I'd watch Alex here on InfoWars and go, my God, what is this man talking about? This is a little off the rails. But if you open your eyes and really try to look and see what the motivation is, it starts making complete sense. How about this? How about the fact that we have not seen one ISIS terrorist event in a Western nation? We have not seen any Black Lives Matter protests. Where did they go? Did the world all of a sudden get better? Is the world a better place? Is that not a problem anymore? Or are there absolutely people and groups that orchestrate this stuff? Again, open the eyes, take a look around. I understand people will watch or listen to this and think, wow, Anthony's lost his mind. He's ready. They call it the tinfoil hat group. But if you really look into it, why? Why haven't there been these protests? You know why? They don't bode well for Hillary Clinton and the Democrats. A terrorist event will not bode well for the Democrats. Black Lives Matter being out on the street protesting doesn't bode well for the Democrats or Hillary Clinton. It makes the country look lawless. When ISIS attacks somebody, it makes us look like we're not secure, like someone's not doing their job. And that's why they stopped. Now you think, how could that happen? If people could just stop it, why don't they stop it all the time? They don't want it stopped all the time. They don't want it stopped all the time. These are things that need to keep happening. It's all about control. It's all about control. After a president's in office and there's terrorist events, now you can enact a bunch of different rules and laws that will protect you. Politicians never take rights away from you. They don't do that. They protect you. And the byproduct might be we might have to have a few of our liberties taken away. But isn't it great that you're safe? That's how it works. That's how it's always worked. But if you don't think that people, well, look at some of the Trump protests that have happened at his rallies. All of a sudden, after it came out in the WikiLeaks, one of the WikiLeaks dumps, that those protests were orchestrated by people connected to the DNC and Hillary Clinton, and the cat was out of the bag, as they say, those stopped. They just stopped happening. You don't see it. You watch a Donald speech Trump at a rally. Watch one today. He's doing 1,000 of them a day, I believe. But you won't have to see him stand there going, oh, okay, get him out, get him out. All right, I'll wait. All right, here's another one. Yeah, I'll go. That stopped happening? Did all of a sudden everyone that didn't like Trump just decide to give up? No. They are told and instructed how to carry out these random, spontaneous protests, whether it's at a Trump rally or in the streets with Black Lives Matter. It's all orchestrated. All orchestrated. By whom? Well, there's the rub, isn't it? Who's responsible for all this? I know, listening to InfoWars and Alex, globalists, these people that want this global economy and community and everything, no American exceptionalism, could be. I tend to think it's everyone that is in bed with Hillary Clinton at this point. I don't really see Trump and his people that are in charge having the ability to do those things. Having the ability to muster up protesters to send to a Clinton rally or muster up a street protest. It just doesn't seem to happen that way. But for some reason, again, they all just decided to stop. We have 4 days left. And again, trying to figure out what this country might look like. Talk about Trump being in there. I think it'll bring back American pride and the ability to create again in this country. A Hillary Clinton presidency within a couple of years. Again, the disillusioned people in this country are the people that have worked, raised a family, contributed to this country. Not contributed like a charity case. That isn't what it's all about. Not opening up your wallet and throwing money out there to needy people. I'm talking about contributing through working, setting up businesses and industry in this country again, making it a great country in the world that can trade on equal footing with other nations and become an industry leader again. That's gone. When you hear Trump say, make America great again, you'll hear the left answer to that by saying, oh, what? Racism? Segregation? Separate water fountain? No. An industry leader, someone that could do trade in the world and actually make money doing it, would be a great thing. That would be making America great again. And that's the type of stuff I think Trump is pitching. I don't think he's pitching bringing us back to any of the dark ages of this country. But again, if you listen to Hillary's speeches, it is, here it is, Trump's people who are negative, dark, divisive, and dangerous. This is what they have now. Trying to present Trump and the people that support him and will be voting for him as monsters who want to bring America back to all of its evils and terrible deeds that America's done over the years. Not thinking about when America was great and we were a leader in industry. We made things. We were innovative, eager to be proud. Remember the space program, how proud we were of things like that? Achievements as a nation? Where's that? That's when America was great. So when Hillary yells, we're already great, in that voice, she's missing the point. She's either, well, I think she's lying, because anything, you can always excuse Hillary. It's always lying, by the way. It's not she's stupid or she didn't see this. She's lying. That's what the bottom line is with Hillary. But she's lying about America is still great. It is great, but America has a lot more great potential than it is great. And years ago, when we were a leader in the world, was when America was great. I think throughout history, no matter what year it is, you'll always be able to find some dastardly deeds that any country has done that they might not be too proud of. Again, you can't take history out of context. Some things that happened many, many years ago were commonplace and a business as usual, as they say. Looked at with our today's ethics and morality, it looks very bad. But back then, unless you were living in that time, you can't judge. But I think as a nation, we've always tried to correct those things and essentially be good, be a good group of people, Americans here in America. But when you say make America great again, they always bring up horrible instances of America's history and say that that's what Trump and his supporters are striving for, to make America that again. And it's just, it's such a weak, phony argument. That isn't what it's all about. Because I don't think half the country's voters, which it is, by the way, it's half the country's vote. Whoever's voting, half of them want Trump at this point, half want Hillary. Who gets it? I have no idea. But you're calling half the country racist, homophobic, misogynistic. Why the hell would you want to live in a country that's half of the people are that awful? But that's how the liberals want to present it. And it's not. When you hear Make America Great Again, I'm not thinking about the Klan riding in with their white hoods. I'm thinking about factories with a lot of workers in them, pumping out products that will go overseas and bring money back to this country. It's just an amazing part of American history, how constructive and innovative and successful we were as a country. Before, I don't know what, emotion kicked in, before symbolism became more important than substance in this country, before the people that were doing all of the heavy lifting became the enemy in this country, it's the bad guy. The dad and the mom raising a family, going to work every day, paying their taxes, keeping their lawn nice. That is the bad guy. That's the enemy now. It's not diverse enough. It doesn't reflect some of the alternative lifestyles that we have in this country. That's all well and fine, but can we just get back to basics? We've gone so far off the rails in this country that things that are just not that important are now paramount. And things that are very important have either taken a back seat or been designated evil in this country. And, you know, when you hear people knock that motto, and it is a little hard. Look, I'll be honest. It is a little hard for a year and a half to hear a motto or a credo or a slogan. Let's make America great again. Arr! You know, I've never been one for the rah-rah kind of thing. But when there's honesty behind it and you can actually understand what it means, then it takes on a new meaning. And I think many Americans know what that does mean. And they can counter when you hear Hillary Clinton yelling. She was literally yelling about how negative and dark and awful Trump supporters and Donald Trump are, because it's all she's got. It's all she's really got right now. I have not heard her talking about any policy. I have not heard her actually bashing any of Trump's policy that he's come out with. It's all about just bashing him personally, bashing the voters personally, telling people to get out and vote early. That was a good one. I loved that one. When the FBI story broke with her, the new investigation renewed investigation on her emails, I love that she's like, get out there and vote early. If that doesn't speak volumes. Oh, really, Hillary? Why is that? Maybe I want to use this last week or 4 days, whatever's left. Maybe I want to use that to really delve in and do some research and really choose that candidate that I think will be good for the country. And no, just get to the polls quickly. That smells of fear a little bit. Smells of something might be coming out of the molding. Pull the sheetrock off and you'll see some black mold behind it. That's Hillary. That's Hillary's. I bet she takes that makeup off on a nightly basis and you just see like water damage and black mold all over her face. Very dangerous. Very toxic. But that's all she has right now. And again, like I was talking about at the top of this break, the polls don't, they don't tell me anything. I've said time and time again, this election could be a landslide either way. I don't know. I just don't know. I know what I feel and what I want. Or it could be a squeaker either way. That's how mixed up they've made us as a populace. That's how confused they've got. They've just shoved these graphs in front of us. We don't know what the hell they mean. Anthony Cumia for Infowars.com. Back in a moment.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Federal agents, we are armed!
Hello, Anthony Cumia for Infowars.com. With the election 4 days away, what do we really want? We want security, I think, right? Don't we want to feel safe in our own homes and in our nation from harm? Yeah, I think so. What I've heard from Trump, it sounds like he's more the guy for the job than Hillary Clinton. That's how I see it. Hillary's trying to present Donald Trump as a madman. If you've seen some of her commercials, my God, it harkens back to the days when Reagan was running and they were saying that he's definitely going to get us into a war. Definitely get us into a war. They're showing nuclear missile silos and interviewing people that have run the nuclear missile silos and saying, hey, it's Donald Trump guy. First of all, he's not a politician. This is where they don't know what to do with Donald Trump. He's not a politician. He's been a successful businessman, a builder, an entertainer. And for some reason, that means you're going to launch nuclear missiles. I don't know how they make this make any sense whatsoever. But Hillary's the one that went over and made a uranium deal with the Russians to give them uranium rights. Hillary's the one involved in the Iran nuclear deal that absolutely gives Iran the ability to make nuclear weapons. And you might say, well, that's not till a few years down the road. What are we all leaving at some point? Yeah, it's giving them the ability, the resources they need to build nuclear bombs. That's what that deal did, instead of keeping them under the sanctions that were in place and the restrictions. And the ability to bomb them if they got a little crazy with their nuclear program. Now, if you recall, many years ago, Israel decided, hey, look at that. They're building nuclear power plants, which they're going to be able to take nuclear material from and make bombs. What should we do? Bomb them. And now with all the sanctions lifted and no one really keeping an eye on Iran, they've acquired missile defense systems that will be very difficult to get through if the need ever came about to take any kind of military action against their nuclear sites. So, again, she screwed us in that respect. Economy. The economy has been in the proverbial crapper, as they say, for 8 years at least. I know it was not at its best at the end of W's term, but, man, Obama's done nothing to help that out. And Hillary has said nothing more than she will continue with his program and legacy. Insane. Just insane. Trump is a businessman. He's been a successful businessman. There's no denying that. You could say that, oh, he owed people money. He did this. He's been a successful businessman for many years. So as far as the economy goes and some of the stuff he's been saying about trade, I buy that. And national pride. Again, just being, feeling good about being American again. Just feeling good about it would be, oh, it's been so long, hasn't it? Hasn't it just been so long to show American pride and feel good about the country and the direction it's going in? That would be kind of nice. Am I doing this now? All right. Introducing BioPCA, the ultimate new hair, skin, and nails formula by InfoWars Life. For years, listeners have been asking us to create a game-changing formula that works to give you hair, skin, and nails, the compounds that they really need. No matter how hard we try every single day, we expose ourselves to toxic chemicals. They're wreaking havoc on our skin and hair, from toxic chemicals in the tap water, released in the shower, synthetic garbage in most leading shampoos and body wash.